Hello, and welcome to the DD&D podcast, where we talk about just about anything, including Dungeons & Dragons and Parallel Kingdoms and Red Towers, Replacement Kingdom. And hopefully my co-host will be coming on. He has a secret to reveal sometime during this show. It seems a number of people have learned to multiply their coinage in the game. All right? Their coinage, quite frankly, I now know the secret myself, but I'll leave that for Kano to reveal because he's the one who kind of clued me in as to how it works. So, anyway, now I got a monologue for a while. Well, I'll tell you what I learned. It's not much of one for the game. All right, for those of you, you know. Recently, the game has allowed us to build towers. You get to build 5 of them. I don't know if you can build more or not because the game has glitches. You might be able to build more. All right, but I have noticed that when I land on somebody else's tower and I visit it, it goes into my inventory of places I can jump to. Unfortunately, if for any reason I get logged out of the game, all the towers disappear from my list. Creating a path to my hometown. I'm there. And I'm going to see if my tower stays in my inventory. And I'm hoping it does because that'll give me a jump point back my hometown, my area. Okay? And which not yet is activated, so you can't jump where physically are. You have to kind of suffer along and stay there, basically, which is what I'm doing. So, and Kano's doing too. He's taking the major freeways. I decided, since I now have 2 billion leather and 2 billion logs, wood, that I'm just going to take the straight route and build my own path. And all I'm doing is building path. And, you know, I'm not even going to touch my resources by the time you get home. It's going to be about 7,000 some odd flags. That's what, 35,000 of each resource. So, big whoop. Won't even touch the 2 billion whatever I've got. Okay, and until they fix the glitch, I can fix that. And Kano will explain how you can get those resources on your own. So, anyway, well, I'm talking to you from my greenhouse. I'm plugged in. I can get the internet here, and I can cruise the net on the computer and such. And so it makes for a pretty good studio. I suppose I'll go get the cot right now. Hold on. I'm going to unplug my phone from the computer, which means I'm going to lose internet on the computer. I'll have to plug it back in. Alrighty. And I'm grabbing the cot so I have some place to sit. Do-do-do. You, of course, can't see me doing all this stuff. my friend Bill said he'd come in and talk to me later. So he'll have to join us on the podcast. Anyway, Kano said that he was not feeling well. I asked him if he could do an hour. He said maybe. So I'm expecting that he'll be in any time here. And okay, some Bill's flashing me with a. There we go. I'm actively a podcast right now, and my friend Bill's walking.
So. Checking out the potato farm.
Yes, yes. I have umpteen billion sweet potatoes. So, you know, if you want some sweet potatoes, give me a call.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, and I'm going to latch the door shut because the wind blows it open. So, you like my latch?
Yes, that's very cute.
And if you pull it open too hard, they'll just fly right off. No big deal.
Smack you right in the nose.
I almost did. I was over here when it came flying at me. So, yeah, it's getting ready to set up another table. And anyway, I probably won't get any more sorting done tonight. So, you show him the new light that I set up?
First time I've been out here in 2 weeks.
Well, this light's mine. I'll take it with me.
This little light of mine.
Yeah. But it's LED. Oh, yeah, I'd save those seeds.
That's what I was going to tell her.
Yeah.
You need to save these because they're a good seed group.
Yep. These lights, these LED lights, can be joined in sequence. And
oh, where did you get it?
I got it at CNC. So I pulled the end of this out last time I did this. And you plug it into the other. Constantly. Has not called in yet. So, well, as long as we maintain a conversation, it's good.
Well, I was thinking that if you were going to be available tomorrow, I'm tired of stumbling over them rocks and the chicken doors and stuff. If you'll pry them all loose and remove the post next to my tractor where I was going to be 2 years ago.
I'm going to stop doing pen pitching for him. But he has to do a walk and then I got two large logs, one for you to trip over and the other one over here.
Wow, I think I showed up just in time. Sorry, I'm not feeling too good tonight. I don't know what happened to me, but I think last night my water bottle got contaminated with some petroleum product, and now I'm sick. So I'm not sure where David is. I fell asleep sitting here waiting for a load. I'm a truck driver. We were going to talk about PK, I mean Red Towers tonight and some other stuff, but yeah, I don't know. I'm just not up to it. Anyways, I don't know. I guess while we wait for David to call back in. Oh, he just tried to call me. I think that was very quick. No, he texted. Okay, David lost signal, I guess. Yeah, somebody said something about the clearing in my throat coming across on the airways. I got an allergy or something. I don't know what it is. But it always sounds like I'm sick. You know, I'm always clearing my throat or something. People always think I'm sick, and it's just something I've had for quite a while, and I'm not sure what it is and how to get rid of it. I think the biggest thing is it's just a allergy from the crap in our foods. You know, we all have crap, and we all have different reactions to the junk in the food that's offered to us on a regular basis, and that's why we grow our own or try. But you know, we don't grow our own enough, but we're working on it. I take a lot of herbs, and that doesn't seem to help. Or maybe, I don't know. I used to think that maybe I was taking the wrong kind of herbs, but there's times I go without the herbs, and I still have the problem. So I don't know. I think it's just too much crap in our environment, too much crap in our foods. And, you know, we're all suffering from that. And we all have different reactions to the crap. Some people have mental problems. Some people have physical problems. I don't know. I'm just not feeling very good. So I'm going to play our disclaimer And if David calls back in, we'll do something. If he doesn't, then I'll do Ron Paul. And we got international numbers now, so people can call from anywhere. Not anywhere, almost anywhere in the world. 62 main countries. And I'm sure there's subsidiaries to those countries that will fit into the descriptions. I know there's like over 100 different countries, and we have international numbers for 62 of them. So try checking that out and calling in if you can. So yeah, here goes the disclaimer. As soon as it loads, I got it on my thumb drive and the radio here.
Demented Dungeon.
Hello and welcome to the DDD podcast.
Demented Dungeons and Dragons disclaimer. Asterisk legal notice asterisk. This podcast is for educational and / or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our first-hand knowledge is your hearsay evidence, and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic, tyrannical de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast. We do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right, when it is right, because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedoms, and your liberty, and those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor, your community, your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will. Please use it wisely. Pray it forward. Pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you would want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicines. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and / or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor. Only you can heal yourself. Disease is a result of a nutritional deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and / or other animals, we are not man animals. This podcast is not made for animals. This podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you. Please tell your human about us.
Hello and welcome to the DDD podcast, DementedDungeonsDragons.com, where we talk about
Yeah. I guess I didn't do that whenever I called in. I'm sure David did. Mine's more cool, but... That's just my opinion. So, yeah. DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. Hello, and welcome to the DD&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons.
Wow, you sound horrible.
I love you too.
Yeah, you said you weren't feeling well when you texted me.
I'm sorry. The signal dropped and I wasn't able to call back in. My code until now. So apparently my connection is tenuous from here, and it just the code didn't sound right to the computer. So.
Oh yeah. Maybe you need to go back to Walmart phone.
Nighty night.
What?
Oh, Bill said night to me. I'm at his greenhouse.
Oh, that's why.
Well, the greenhouse has good signal. I can literally set up the computer here and use my phone and get what it does on the computer. So basically, if I get the solar panel set up on the land, I'll be set with the computer.
So the phone works good for the internet, but not for the phone.
Yeah, well, sometimes it loses signal, and sometimes the internet goes away too, but it comes back. So it's not absolutely consistent. It's strong enough that it's workable. So anyway. So have you told your big secret yet? Because in my original opening of the show, before you called in, and apparently you called in right after my buzz.
I called in just in the nick of time, because right after I called in, I heard the thing go boom, like you dropped out.
Oh, well, that's cool. So it's one continuous recording for the listeners.
Yeah.
I like
that.
No?
Yeah. No, never mind.
Oh, you dropped too?
No. My brain hurts.
Well, you know, we'll have to take that.
Huh?
Monty Python sketch.
All right, so Parallel Kingdom secrets. I mean, Red Tower secrets.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, since I'm not feeling good, we might as well cut to the chase, because we were going to talk about a bunch of other things too. But yeah, the big secret, it's not really a big secret, but it's a pretty cool secret. It's a pretty cool glitch in the system.
Yeah, and they will eventually fix it, I'm sure, but in the meantime.
Yeah, well, it's a beta testing anyway, so. And they probably, who knows, maybe they did it on purpose, because they know about it. I don't know if they.
Well, yeah, because I thought the developers were doing it because one of the developers said, okay, I'll buy your stuff. Any stuff. And then you told me you were buying all my stuff. So that's a big clue to how it works. So why don't you tell the rest before I spill the beans before you do?
Well, okay. We noticed that people were selling stuff. One stone for what was it? 99,999,999 gold. And we thought they were idiots.
But it was silly.
Really, we were. Yeah, it is silly. And really, we were the ones who were ignorant because we were uneducated. We didn't know. But I don't remember
what it was that made me figure it out, but when we upgraded our weapons, you can upgrade your weapons, and we thought that it didn't require gold anymore to upgrade your weapons.
Right.
So I upgraded all my armor, all my weapons, and then I was in the negative, like, I don't know how much, like 20-some million or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, and you reached out and begged for money. Somebody sent it to you.
Yeah. They sent me like several hundred million. Or no, just like 100 million or a couple hundred. I think it was 10 million. That's what it was. They got me out of debt and sent me 10 million. I was like, wow. And he's like, have fun. And I said, yeah, I'm going to share it with all my friends. And I did. I shared it with David Ray and my alts and his alts.
Oh, yeah. Well, and
there's a couple other noobs that I helped out, too, because they went into debt and they were like, and so I helped them out as well. You know, because somebody helped me, I'd pay it forward. But anyways, I don't know. So I figured out the other day, and I don't know what clued me in on it, but I figured it out, you know, just putting two and two together, and maybe a little bit of it was intuition or something. But I had this alternate character that I misspelled the username, so I was like, I was going to get rid, I pretty much got rid of him. I sold all of the inventory to my main character and then gave all the gold back to my main character. So that alt was pretty much null and void. And then when I figured this out, I used that as my test subject. And I, because, you know, I kept seeing people post stuff. One leather for 99,999,999 gold. And I was like, it's just not making any sense. So I tried to buy one with my alt, and it worked. But I put my alt in the nigga. 99,999,999 gold. And I was like, holy cow. And so I basically sold a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, not really a whole bunch, just one. I was using berries because to me berries were pointless at the time. So I was selling one berry at a time for 99,999,999 gold. And I was buying them all up with my alt. So now my alt had, and I was also selling one berry for 99,999,999 stones and leather and so on and so forth. So I put my alt in the negative, like several million in gold, in stones, in leather, the whole nine yards, while capping my guy. And then then after I figured it out, I saw two other people talking about it in the chat. They weren't being specific, but they were being specific enough to where I knew what they were talking about because I had just figured this out.
Right. They weren't giving somebody the credit for talking about something that they understood.
Yeah, and maybe, you know, maybe something in the chat that somebody was saying clued me in on this as well. Nobody's actually came out and said anything about it in the chat or anything. They just kind of beat around the bush about it.
Right, and so basically, yeah. You have stated out your what it is you need to do. You know, and they're probably
You're going to have to go to the other end of the greenhouse.
You're not hearing me?
No.
Okay, I got two bars again. Is that helpful?
That's better.
Okay, so basically I need to hang the phone up in a higher, because any time I drop the phone down, the signal goes away. Can you hear me now?
I understood 90% of that.
Okay. I got to figure something else out.
Yeah. So anyway. So, yeah, David thought the developers were buying it all up. And maybe some of them were. But, yeah, people that had already figured it out were using their alts to buy other people's stuff. And I was doing the same thing.
Right.
With my alt. Anytime I had my alt logged in, I would go buy everybody's stuff. And when David went and sold his stuff, I would go and buy it. And he was like, wow, I can't believe it. People are buying my stuff. Somebody's buying my stuff. And I was just, I was going to wait till today to tell him, but I ended up spilling the beans yesterday.
Yeah. So tell him the other benefit to running your alts into the negative like that.
Oh, here's the flip side of that. Yeah. You don't even have to have an alt. If you don't want to create an alt, but you want 1 million gold, use your main character. All right. And just don't, you know, you can't jump anywhere. You can't, you know, hop flags or anything for a while you're in the negative. But once you go in the negative, 2 billion 140 million or something like that, it rolls over. And then you're in a positive 2 billion 140 million.
So basically you go and buy everybody's crap that they're selling for outrageous amounts of gold.
Exactly. And once you get so far in the negative, it automatically rolls you over, and then you're in the positive.
Which is really weird. But I understand it. That's basic computer IT stuff.
Well, yeah, they got a cap. And that's the glitch to the cap.
Well, when you store a number in a computer, all right, often the very first bit indicates whether it's negative or positive, all right? And so if you run a number negative enough, that indicator, whether it's positive or negative, gets flipped over by the upper number rolling past a certain mark.
Too bad we can't do that with our deficit.
Well, they were kind of afraid of that.
Y2K.
Y2K? They were afraid of that in Y2K. They were afraid that everything was going to roll over back to 1970 or something like that, back when they first created computers. Because when they first created computers, they only made enough space to store dates for, you know, up until 2000. That was it.
Right. It was kind of like the Mayan calendar.
Yeah. And so, you know, well, apparently they didn't have enough foresight to see that, because all these people were concerned about that, and it turned out not to be anything at all, because it never happened.
Well, they fixed it.
Well, yes and no. Yeah. They fixed it without really getting through to people that it was fixed.
When they saw the problem arise, they fixed it before it became a problem.
Yeah. So. Yeah, yippity-doo-dah, yippity-yay.
Yeah, they weren't ready for the rollover. Just like, you know, it's like the Mayan calendar. they didn't have another one already made for the rollover. So everybody thought, oh, it's the end of the world.
Well, that was misinterpretation of the Mayan calendar. The Mayan calendar is perfectly cyclical. Anytime you reach the end of a period, it's the beginning of the next period, and always is. The Mayan calendar is literally made like gears inside gears inside gears. You know, and so they had a Venus calendar, and they had a day calendar, and they had, you know, a cycle of years and a cycle of, you know, big cycle of years. And we reached the end of one of their cycles, and everybody is like, oh, it's the end of the calendar. It's like, no, their calendar was cyclical. And it was made in such a way that it literally tracks all the different planets, you know, and it keeps track of all that stuff. And it just, and it's been doing so accurately for so long that the Mayans, even though they weren't around at the beginning of time, according to them, they calculated the beginning of the cycle was back so many thousands of years and did so accurately. You know?
Right.
You know, they're better astronomers than we are today. Their calculations came out better. And primitive people that followed their information can still accurately track stars.
Well, yeah, their priorities were different.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, shoot. There's plenty of evidence that there used to be really high technology on this planet way back when, higher than what we got now. You know, and we're basically the collapsed society that's growing up trying to reach back to what it was, you know, 10,000 years ago or more, you know.
Wait a minute. You're going to piss off some Bible thumpers by saying that. According to the Bible thumpers, the world's only like 5,000 years old, maybe 6. And then other people think the world's over a million years old.
Well, yeah. And then the Bible thumpers, they don't realize that Moses didn't know how to read zero.
Right.
Didn't know how to read zeros in the ancient Mesopotamian writings. And so he's got all the king's ages wrong. They're actually 60 times older than what he put down in the Bible. So,
how do you know he couldn't read?
Well, because I asked him to read correctly. Those Mesopotamians with their ideograms, they didn't waste space. So they didn't put spaces unless the space was an actual character. All right? And it was an actual character. It was their way of writing zero. And so when Moses saw those spaces, he just ignored it.
Well, how did they separate their numbers and letters?
Well, yeah, I don't know how to show it on, you know, by words. I can show you pictures. Their number system was actually pretty simple. It was base 60, which is fascinating. And Moses was savvy enough to realize it was base 60, all right? And he converted it over to basically the Hebrew base 10 system. Actually, Hebrew is actually base 1000, I think. All right. But it still works out to be pretty close to our base 10 system. But the base 60 is fascinating because, well, in our number system, if it's divisible by 2 or by 5, it's real easy to do multiplication and division in it because, you know, it because the way the numbers end. All right. In the ancient Mesopotamian system, their number system was base 60, and it was real easy to divide by 2, by 3, by 4, by 5, by 6, by 8, 10, 12, 15, 30s. You know, it was just, you know, ridiculously easy to divide by those. And so it's actually a better system for doing math. And it's the reason why we have 360 degrees to a circle, because that's the remnants of that system. All right? And it's actually 3,600 units in a circle, but a tenth, a tenth of a degree is awful hard for the naked eye to see, and so we dropped one tenth of them for our uses, but you know it's pretty neat the way they did things, you know. And we try to say that Newton invented calculus. Well, heck, they had high forms of geometry and trigonometry and a form of calculus way back in Mesopotamia. You know, back where Abraham was floating around, you know.
Abraham Lincoln?
No. Abram renamed Abraham by God. All right, you know. And there's every indication that he was actually part of the royal family, the ruling class. And, you know, he got this instruction from God to get up out of the land of his father and go do things differently, because they were practicing authority, one man over the other. And it was so bad that I don't think you find this in the Bible, but you find it in the records from Ur and central Mesopotamia. His brother, who was a ruler, had broken some of the laws, and so the people executed him. You know? And what his brother did really wasn't worth it. You know, killed. You know, it probably had a lot to do with why Abram grabbed his father and ran. But his father turned around and made another city-state in their travels, and had all the same problems as Ur. And you know, I guess Abraham didn't get through to his dad to say, you know, listen, you know, we got to stop doing this crap. It doesn't work.
Don't tell me what to do. I know more than you. I'm your father.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, fathers say that kind of stuff. All right. So back to the secret. In a nutshell, you mind if I summarize it?
Go for it.
Okay. So what you do is you sell one item for the maximum number of whatever it is you want to receive. Okay? And so you can get wood, leather, stones, or berries. You can also get gold and mana. All right. And but the system will only allow you enter 100 million minus one. Okay, it'll only allow you to put in an 8-digit number in, and you just put in all nines, and so it'll be just one coin short of being 100 million. Okay. So you put that and you sell that. You sell that one item for that amount, and then somebody else, maybe your alt, will go and buy that. And the system will allow them to, even though it puts them into the negative. So they literally will give you things that they don't have. Okay? You know, when they buy that from you. All right? Now, but you can do that repeatedly, and all that happens is they go further into the negative. You know, it doesn't stop them from doing it just because they're negative. All right? They can keep buying your stuff. All right? Now, that the direct benefit to you is you get lots of stuff as a result. All right? An interesting sideline benefit is that when you get negative enough, it flips over and becomes positive again.
Too bad
so if you keep buying other
life.
People's stuff, say it again.
Too bad we can't do that in real life.
Yeah. Well, you know. Yeah, I took programming courses, and one of your jobs when you're writing a program is to be aware of what kind of number you're using for this field. Are you using an integer? Are you using a float? You know, are you using a long float? You know, and there's a limit to how big a number you can put in each one of these kind of numbers. And if you've got a test to make sure that it doesn't have too large a number in that field, you need to give an alt. Because a computer will literally wrap the number around, and a high positive will become a very high negative if you just go one step beyond it. You know, if you go past that limit, you just wrap around to the other side of the limit. You know, so if your number is limited to 100 million on the positive side and negative 100 million on the negative side, when you get to 100 million and one, it becomes negative 100 million.
Oh, you want to really mess somebody up?
Okay.
You see that they have a couple billion gold.
Right.
Go and give them another 100 million.
Yeah.
And they'll be in the negative.
Well, you know, when you hear people talking about stuff like that, you could possibly hit them with as little as, you know, it'd be a large number, but you could send them 100 million gold, and it'd probably flip them over.
Yep.
You know, I'd be like, But, you know, they fire up their alt, and they'd go, if they get alt, and the result would be that they'd have lots of money again.
Well, yeah, they just have to do it in a reverse fashion this time.
Yeah.
They'd have to have their alt post the item for sale, and then they buy it so that they reverse it back, and then they're in the millions.
Yep.
Or billions.
Meanwhile, because I was trying to prove a point about towers, I got to walk all the back, but because before I could get to your tower in order to get it into my location inventory, my phone decided that I needed to reset my account,
and I had to log back in. And so, of course, I lost, maybe about 30 miles worth of flags that just scrolled on past.
Oh, yeah, because you can you can view your flags as far as you visited. But
right.
But you can't see ahead any more than four flags.
Right. You can't see new locations any more than four flags. Mile by my measurement. So, I've calculated it's about 15 to 16 jumps, flags, per mile. So, I'm just going with 16 because it works out nicely. And every four jumps then is about a quarter of a mile. So.
Yeah, well, that's a glitch in the system, too.
How's that? Oh, the fact you can see the flags all the way back?
Yeah.
That's true, it is.
It wasn't like that before. It just was recent.
Yeah. And if you're forced to log off for any reason, you lose all those flags that you built up. And the same thing for towers. You know, if a friend put up a tower, you can get that tower into your inventory. And as long as you don't log out, you know, your phone resets or for whatever reason the game decides to crash on you and you're logged out, as long as you don't log out, you've got that tower and you can jump back to it anytime you want to. But you get logged out and you lose your friend's towers from your list.
What about your own?
I don't know. I haven't made one. You've got one. Look and see if it's in your list. Because I'm sure you visited it at least once. If you visited it was in your list.
I'm trying to remember what character created it.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, you renamed it.
Yeah, hang on.
It didn't have the name that it has now when I last looked at it. Oops, wrong thing.
I think I know which one it was.
Yeah, see, since I sent you that picture, I was forced to log back in again. So I lost it right after I sent you that picture. I went back to prove that I could put it into my inventory. And then I got logged off. And I lost it. I lost all my flags back to where I was. You know, I literally could have jumped all the way back about 30, 40 miles in one big jump if I hadn't been forced to log out because it would have had all those flags up. Now I got to jump four flags at a time until I get back to where I was. And some of you piss ants are charging me a gold per jump. Not that I care. I've got, let's see now.
Oh, it's this character.
I've got 657 million gold. So I don't really care that you're charging me a gold per jump.
I'm about to up it to 2 gold.
I think mine's already at 0, but because I have infinite access to gold, think about it. If somebody uses your flags a lot, they might actually drive you past the 2 billion mark. One
sure
gold
that.
At a time.
That's all right. I'll just go buy somebody's stuff.
And then they'll fix the glitch on you, and you'll be stuck with the naked pellets for a while.
That would suck.
Yeah, so make sure you don't have a negative balance on any of your characters for any longer than is necessary.
Yeah, that'd be horrible.
Well, your consolation is eventually they're going to reset the game. All right,
yeah.
We're approaching the one-hour mark. Why don't we run Ron Paul? Can you do that?
Who's Ron Paul?
Yeah, well, let's find out who he is, and then we can discuss whatever the heck he was talking about, and then probably call it a night.
Oh, yeah, I got notes. But most of the notes are on last week's Ron Paul. For example, last week Ron Paul asked about or talked about the U.S. funding Assad and ISIS and et cetera.
Well, yeah.
A lot of people still think that, you know, that they're...
They're terrorists, but the truth is they're organizations created by world governments. I mean, okay, here's an example. Ku Klux Klan is usually full of some really ignorant racist people, all right? But quite frankly, they got no power, all right? They get used by those, by the power brokers around us. You know, they send them out to do nefarious things, and the Ku Klux Klan gets blamed for it, but it's really the power brokers in our areas they're encouraging them to behave the way they do, you know, and it gives them advantage because now you're afraid to go out or you're people can join them and get arrested a lot, and so now they got power over you because, you know, you didn't mind your P's and Q's when you should have.
Well, yeah, the powers to be are funding some of these organizations so they can create chaos and never let a good crisis go to waste.
Right.
If they
and
can't,
if
there's no crisis for them to take advantage of, they create a crisis so they can advocate a solution for that problem, which puts more and more power into their hands.
Yeah. And, you know, so your local government, your local county and such, the people who are in power will literally use groups like the Ku Klux Klan and the Black Panthers and La Raza and all these things and encourage them to go out and protest and do this and that so that they can cause trouble so that your local power brokers can make more laws to control your life in the name of protecting you.
Yep, that's what the gangsters did back in, what, the 40s and 50s?
Well, that too, yeah. Yeah. It's like, pay us the protection money or we'll break your windows.
Well, yeah, they'd send out their bully boys to beat you up or tear up your stuff. And then they'd send the lawyers out right behind them to say, hey, I hear you got a problem. You know, for a small fee, we can protect you.
Yeah.
Then that fee just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Then when people caught on, it was too late.
Yeah.
Because they already had all this power.
But people haven't really caught on because there's Assad and there's ISIS and there's Al-Qaeda and yeah, I was almost said it the way some of the Patriot people say it, Al-Qaeda, you know. But, I mean, those are all government assets. I can't give you an exact history on them, but, you know, your government, Uncle Sam, has his fingers in all of those. He may or may not have created them, but he has access to them and uses them for his purposes to make you afraid so that you encourage your senators and politicians to send young men off to war and die for a cause that shouldn't have existed in the first place.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, also that somebody can make a profit off the death of your children.
And somebody else's children.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's, you know, and it doesn't matter to them which side the children die on, just as long as somebody dies. Because they profit off
matter.
Of that too.
It doesn't matter who dies as long as they get what they want.
Yep. You know, and sadly, you know, we've bought into their systems, and so, you know, we as a collective benefit from the crap they're doing, even though they're raping us at the same time. You know, we benefit from the rape of our neighbor, but the cost of that is we get raped too. You know?
Yep.
And so,
at like a 90% tax.
Yeah, I mean, they can't give you welfare unless they first steal it from somebody else.
Right.
Because government really does not produce anything.
Yeah, it does. It produces problems.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it produces problems, and then everybody turns to it to solve those very problems.
Yep. And then they act like they're the heroes when they created the problem in the first place.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, that's... That's why I don't vote, because it really doesn't matter who gets into the office. Their solution is always the same.
Create more government.
Create more government. Like,
and more government solutions to problems created by the government.
Yeah. Oh, it wasn't me. It was that previous administration that did it. Like, well, the previous administration said the same thing about the administration before it. So if that was really the problem, then one of you would have fixed it. But it wasn't really the problem, because every administration claims the previous administration was the problem. Could it
so
be
it wasn't...
just the fact that we're having administrations in the first place? Probably.
Right. It wasn't the previous administration. It's the administration, period.
Right. The very fact that you have somebody administrating your affairs is the problem. You know, handle your own...
And that's not necessarily the problem. It's just the fact that we're dependent on them.
Well, yeah, we make ourselves dependent because we allow ourselves to be ignorant about the process. And we don't go to these people and say, hey, I hired you to do this job, and you're not doing it, so you need to be fired, like, now.
Hasta la vista, baby.
You know, I may be inept, but I'm better than you, so I think I'll handle my own affairs for now. Until I find somebody who can handle them better. And
right.
You're not it.
Right, because isn't a Levite an administrative position?
Well, yeah. Yes, they are. But they don't administer your life. They administer the welfare for the community. So you don't have to worry about the widow down the street. You give it to a Levite who does that for you. And that's sort of what Uncle Sam's doing. But the Levitical system, if your particular Levite wasn't doing his job right, like Uncle Sam does a really bad job with welfare, all right, you could stop giving that Levite your tithe and go find another Levite and give it to that Levite.
And oh, yeah, you can't do that with Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam will kill you and take your things.
None on, you know,
you must pay me to do that service. Even if I do a job of it, you know. And so, you know.
And if you don't, we'll take your house.
Yeah, we'll take your house and make you have to receive those very services that you're mad at me for not providing correctly.
So you get to suffer twice.
Yep. You know? And some poor souls actually think it's good.
Right. Well, most of the people that think it's good are the ones who are lazy and they're reaping the partial crappy benefits, because the partial crappy benefits are better than going out and actually earning their own way. But, you know, if you think about it, you know, maybe the people that say, fuck it, and just ride the system are actually the smarter ones, because we're out here busting our balls and they're taking 90% in taxes and we get 10% and we're working our asses off for 10%.
Well, when it collapsed, they were at 50% welfare. 50% of the population was on welfare. They were having major riots if the bread didn't show up. And there toward the end, the bread was not showing up on a regular basis. And so they were having lots of riots. All right? And so
we need more people on welfare.
Well, No, we need less people on welfare. We need to start creating alternative systems. And when Rome was collapsing, Christ actually showed up at the beginning of Rome's collapse. You know, not right at the beginning, but, you know, when it was still considered a powerhouse. And, you know, right now the United States is considered a powerhouse, but it's in collapse, right? And we need to follow the example Christ set and set up systems where we're taking care of each other, where we're not waiting for Uncle Sam to take care of us. We're reaching out and taking care of each other directly. And that's basically the system we set up. That's what he called the kingdom of God. That's what he gave us. And everybody thinks, oh, the kingdom of God is when you die. No. He said the kingdom of God was at hand. It means it's right here, right now. All you have to do is reach out and put your hand on it. It's at hand. A bird in the bush is not at hand, but a bird in the hand is at hand. Okay? You know. And Christ was telling us his kingdom was at hand. Yeah.
So there is no heaven or hell where it's all right here.
Well, there may well be a heaven or a hell. But the kingdom of heaven is a way of operating. It's a trust. And basically it's the same trust that Moses set up and was telling us, you know, God told us not to go back to Egypt, all right? He wasn't talking about a place. He was talking about a form of government, all right? Egypt works by fear, force, and violence. Uncle Sam works by fear, force, and violence. We went back to Egypt. We went back to Babylon. That's how Babylon operated. All right. From my understanding, Abram also set up the same systems that Jesus Christ was setting up. Jesus Christ wants us to operate by faith, hope, and charity. All right.
Now, we're supposed to do it intelligently. We don't just give our money to anybody because that's a handout. All right, and that's what Uncle Sam does. Uncle Sam gives handouts. He doesn't look to see what you're doing to lift yourself up. He just, you need the money? Okay, here's the money. As long as I can take it away from somebody else and thus have power over them, I'm glad you're out there being lazy because you actually provide me more power because now I have an excuse for feeding you. I have an excuse to steal from somebody else because I need to feed you. All right? Well, I forget who it is. I think you quoted them. They said something along the lines of, you know, oh, it was Dave Ramsey. It wasn't you. Mike, your friend Michael quoted him. You know, he isn't out to get rid of government. He's out to make it irrelevant.
Obsolete.
Obsolete. Make it obsolete. You know, and that's basically what Jesus wanted you to do. He didn't say go and kill the Romans. Said, you know, hey, you know, if that belongs to Rome, if that belongs to Caesar, then give it to him. But, you know, give God what belongs to God. And, you know, our welfare for one another belongs to God. And we're supposed to take hold of that and give that to God by taking care of each other. You know, and Christ set the example. When people approached him, he asked them questions. He helped just about everybody who came to him, but he asked them questions. Now, some of those people ended up walking away and didn't get any help, but, you know, it was because of their pride or whatever. You know, they couldn't exercise the faith that he was asking of them. All right? You know, basically, to be blunt, what he was asking people is, what are you going to do to fix your situation? If I do this for you, what are you going to do to keep yourself up and on the straight and narrow?
You know? Right, this is a hand up, not a handout.
There you go. Yeah. So I heal your blindness, you know. I heal your crooked foot. Okay, now get up and walk. Pick up your bedroll and walk. Stop sitting here and begging. Yeah. You're no longer an invalid. Okay? You know, you're no longer blind. You know, go do something with it. Don't waste the gift that you just got. Yeah. Go out and do more of the same that I did for you.
Right.
So. Oh, one more Red Tower secret. You probably worked it out by now, but you figured out how to make the screen 3D. Have you worked out exactly what the movement is that you need to do in order to do that?
No, it's like two or three fingers.
Okay, so hold your fingers.
Go figure. He starts breaking up when he gives the secret.
I'm sorry. Here, I'm holding the phone higher. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you put your two fingers, I use two thumbs, all right? And if I pull my left thumb down and put my right thumb up at the same time, it rotates the screen clockwise and the other way counterclockwise. But if you put both thumbs down and you push up with them at the same time, it goes 3D. Pull down with them at the same time, and it goes back to flat.
Mine didn't do that. Hang on.
Yeah, it took me a little while to figure that out, but...
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, and you would do that accidentally every once in a while when you're rotating the screen.
Yeah.
You know? And you try, you know, if you're using two fingers, you might try to move the screen with two fingers, and the results are anytime you push up that way, you're going to turn it 3D.
Yep.
So
yeah, I figured that out by accident the other day, and I hadn't been able to do it again.
Yeah, after you get it 3D, just use one finger to move it around and two fingers to rotate it. And it's pretty neat. It actually makes it easier to place your flags down the middle of a road, sort of.
Yeah, but when you log out and log back in, it'll be flat again, right?
Yes, yeah, it will be. But you can make it flat again by just simply putting your two thumbs on the screen and pulling both down at the same time. Now, if you rotated things, you know, it's almost impossible to get back on true north again. But when you log back in, it should be corrected.
Yeah, see, I can't get it to un-3D now.
Okay, put both thumbs down on the screen and pull down with them at the same time.
Oh, there it goes.
Yeah, you push up to make it 3D, you pull down to make it flat.
That's cool. Yeah, so any other discoveries we made?
Maybe, but they're so minor that we don't realize that they're significant. I don't know.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, I finally got back to my route.
What route?
My straight route to my home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sir Snot is also working the I-55 corridor.
Yeah, he's working toward Memphis also. And with any luck, he might be heading the same direction we are. But...
Well, I know King Ventura it will be.
Right. And if he listened like he should have, he'll be coming up our butt in no time to build flags the same way I am. So, and I would encourage him to follow me on my direct route, but you would encourage him to go to Memphis. So...
Well, yeah, because that's the way I'm going, because there's other people going that way.
Yeah.
I figure I'll get there quicker, because teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah.
But you want me to go off, you want me to change paths and be a part of your team. I don't want to be a part of your stinking team.
That's all right. Whoever gets there first. I'll contact and say, hey, walk back to my path and walk all the way up.
Yeah. That'd be too much work.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure my way is quicker, so I'm going to stick to my route. I could be wrong, but...
I estimate that your route will... take 1,000 to 2,000 more flags, which, you know, but if you got several people doing it, you know, you're dividing that work up among several people, you know.
Right, which is my theory.
But then I'm pretty much dedicated to laying down flags. I'm not really interested in leveling up, you know, especially since you... Oh! Well, okay. Not really a secret. Maximum level for armor and stuff like that is 25. And, you know, since you now have access to an infinite amount of gold, level your crap up. Because a level 0 character or level 1 character with 25 armor and 25 weapon pretty well kicks the shit out of everything. So,
yeah.
I mean, the higher your level, all it means is, you know, you can kill a lion in 2 strikes instead of 5, you know?
Yeah, I'm like level 14 now.
I'm level 7, almost 8. And if I'm really active in a given day, it seems like I go up a level in that day.
I'm about to go up another level.
And that's just killing monsters that are standing where I want to plant a flag.
That's pretty much what I'm doing now. Since I'm in competition with you to get to our homeland before the other person does.
Well, cool. That means one of us will accomplish it quicker.
It'll be me.
Actually,
you'll probably, one of us will end up running into the other one's trail.
There toward the end.
Towards the end, and then we'll be working together as a team again.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'll end up going through Bolivar. Yeah. I'll probably end up going through Springfield. So yeah, you're right about that. Sir Snot's online right now.
Yeah, he's in the chat.
Yep. So is Impos.
Yeah, he's cool. I don't know if I like Gux or not, though.
Yeah, there's somebody I blocked. I forgot what his name was. But it makes glitches in the conversation because they're yelling at him all the time. But, well, this is something I've noticed. The players who claim another way, well, okay, there's some players that use the word nigga a lot. And other players will call them racist, and they'll respond, I'm not racist, I'm black. It's like, I have my doubts that those characters are black. Now, some other characters will chime in later when there's race discussion going on that they are black. But it's that the ones who chime in later are not the ones who sit there and are foul-mouthed. You know? So I have my suspicion that the ones who come in are foul-mouthed are using black as an excuse to be foul-mouthed, and they probably aren't really black.
Probably not.
And it's like, because, you know, the other players, it only comes up when the conversation bends that way. They don't, I mean, I don't run around saying, hey, I'm white, okay? Well, you know, the black players don't run around going, I'm black. It's only these goofy people who think it's cool to be foul-mouthed all the time. And, you know, about the time the race card's pulled out on them, they make claims that they're whatever race that they were offending.
Right, so I'm offending myself, is what they're saying.
Well, they're trying to claim there's no offense at all because it's, you know.
Because they're stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it's Gux or Tab. I mean, Tag. But I know there's two Gux Thors. And I think it's the same guy. But he's got multiple characters, so it's hard to tell who is who.
So it might be one person that's the foul mouth all the time, but he's got multiple characters, so it's hard to tell.
Right, and there's sometimes, like Gux, yesterday, he was arguing with himself. It was like he had multiple personality disorder. Because it had Gux with a large G and Gux with a little G fighting with one another. About a personal issue that he had or he was playing a game about having. And so he was playing the multiple personality disorder card, if you will, or whatever. He was role-playing multiple personality disorder. He may not have it, but he was role-playing it.
Okay, and did he get confused as to which character was which in the conversation?
No, he was right on top of it. So it was almost like he really had multiple personality disorder.
Yeah, see, now, when I play multiple characters, you know, and I'm in a game where it's not allowed, I try very carefully to keep the two personalities separate from each other, but I often slip.
Yeah.
And when I slip, people catch on very quickly.
Now, see, here's Gux Thor telling somebody to just pick a fucking name and stick with it and not change your name 80 times. Oh, okay, wait a minute. Because I mentioned that we needed name and color changing scrolls. And that's why he said that.
Well, you know, PK handled that. In your profile, it said AKA this person, AKA this person, AKA this person. In other words, there was a history of all your names.
Yeah.
You know, so if you were causing trouble and then you changed your name and it was still causing trouble, people could look at your profile and say, oh, okay, that's just this jerk.
Yeah, this Gux Thor, I don't know about him. I think he's damaged.
Damaged goods.
He needs vitamin B therapy.
Hey, Gux, go eat some niacin. I'm going to start saying that when people are acting inappropriately. Hey, go eat some niacin.
Yeah, I almost said that in the chat, but I didn't.
Yep.
I started to type it, and then I deleted it.
All right. Run, Ron Paul.
Ron Paul Revolution. Somebody's Facebooking. Man, my son was going crazy on Facebook today. All right, let's see here. Where are you? I got this new phone, so I got a what?
My map's all uncalibrated because I was playing with it when I was describing to you how to do your movement. I can't wait till I get to a town that has streets running north.
Oh, okay. Hang on.
Last Thursday, congressional Republicans unveiled their tax reform legislation. On the same day, President Trump nominated current Federal Reserve Board Governor Jerome Powell to succeed Janet Yellen as Federal Reserve Chair. While the tax plan dominated the news, the Powell appointment will have much greater long-term impact. Federal Reserve policies affect every aspect of the economy, including whether the Republican tax plan will produce long-term economic growth. President Obama made history by appointing the first female Fed chair. President Trump is also making history. If confirmed, Powell would be the first former investment banker to serve as chairman of the Federal Reserve. Powell's background suggests he will continue Janet Yellen's Wall Street-friendly low interest rates and easy money policies. Powell is an outspoken opponent of the Audit the Fed legislation. In 2015, Powell delivered an address at Catholic University devoted to attacking Audit the Fed. Like most Fed apologists, Powell claims the audit would compromise the Fed's independence and allow Congress to control monetary policy. However, like all who make this claim, Powell cannot point to anything in the text of the bill giving Congress any power over the Federal Reserve. Powell's concerns about protecting the Fed's independence are misplaced, as the Fed has never been free of political influence. The Fed has a long history of borrowing and bowing to presidential pressure to tailor monetary policy to help advance the president's political and policy agenda. The Republican tax cut plan has some positive elements, such as increasing the standard deduction, creating a new family tax credit, eliminating the death tax, and reducing the corporate tax rate and lowering taxes on small businesses. It also has some flaws, such as the millionaire surcharge imposed on upper-income taxpayers. This provision reflects a belief that upper-income taxpayers only deserve a tax break if reducing their taxes serves the interests of government by increasing economic growth. The worst part of the tax plan is that it adopts the Chain Consumer Price Index. Chain CPI is a way of measuring CPI that understates inflation's effects on our standard of living. It does this by assuming inflation has not reduced American standard of living if, for example, people can buy hamburger when they can no longer afford steak. This so-called full substitution effect ignores the fact that if individuals viewed hamburgers as a full substitute for steak, they would have bought hamburgers before Fed created inflation made steak unaffordable. Chain CPI increases the inflation tax. The inflation tax may be the worst of all taxes because it is hidden and regressive. The inflation tax is not even a tax on real wages. Instead, it is a tax on the illusionary gains in economic income caused by inflation. Since none of the tax plan's deductions are indexed for inflation, the use of chain CPI not only pushes individuals into higher brackets, it also diminishes the value of their deductions. Politicians love the inflation tax because it allows them to increase taxes without having to vote for higher taxes. Instead, the Fed does the dirty work. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve and the economic tax have both enabled the growth of the welfare warfare state and the erosion of our freedom and economic well-being. The key to restoring our liberty and prosperity as
to repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Yeah. So the government and the Fed are the problem.
Well, yeah. Whoever controls your means of exchange pretty much controls you.
The golden rule, he who holds the gold makes the rules.
Well, that's almost accurate. He who can create and destroy gold at will makes the rules. And by substituting fiat money for gold, Uncle Sam and the governments of the world can do exactly that. You know? So, I mean, Uncle Sam hacked Bitcoin for a reason a few years back. If they could control Bitcoin, then they wouldn't care that Bitcoin existed because they could create and destroy Bitcoins at will and thus control everybody who is using Bitcoin. But Bitcoin successfully rooted them out and took away all their counterfeited Bitcoins and wasn't a darn thing Uncle Sam could do about it. If they demanded them back, they'd have to admit they stole them in the first place. So, I remember that particular event because it drove Bitcoin to zero again. Since then, I've seen Bitcoin hit zero at least 4 times. It always bounces back up. I hear it's been up in the thousands. People are complaining because it's down in the hundreds. It's like, well, you know, it's erratic. It's ephemeral. It's of no substance. Of course, it's going to be bouncing up and down all over the place. You want something that doesn't bounce all over the place? Get gold and silver. Start using it. When you first use it, yeah, it's going to bounce up and down. But if everybody uses it, it's going to solidify into a very definite value. You know? Anyway. Now I forgot what else he said.
Mostly he was just talking about taxes, inflation.
Oh, yeah, inflation is a tax. Inflation is a hidden tax. And most people think inflation, because they get taught this in grade school and in high, you know, in school, they get taught this. Inflation is caused by the greedy manufacturers and business owners. It's that store owner down the corner. That's the reason why there's inflation. He's raising his prices. Like, no, that's not the cause of inflation. He'd be perfectly happy. It would save him money if he could set the prices on his items and leave them at that price forever.
Well, yeah, because if there was no tax, we would just...
If there's no inflation, yeah. Even if there was a tax, if there was no inflation, then he could consistently say the price of that item is this, and he could say that for the next 100 years. He could pass those prices down to his grandchildren, and they would be able to use them and function viably. And you'd know what your wage is going to be because everybody would know that this department store pays $15 an hour, and that's what they pay you, all right? And this other one pays you $12.50, all right? You know, and everybody would know that, okay? You know, there might be some fluctuation over time, but, you know, overall, things would be pretty steady state. If there was no inflation, but because, well, inflation hurts the average person the most because we're at the bottom of the well. And, you know, the manufacturers and big corporations, they can absorb the inflation hit much more readily because they're big, but they're not going to eat it themselves, they're going to pass it down to the people who are buying from them, and it works all the way down to us, you know, and so we end up eating it, and there's nobody we can pass it on to.
Nope.
just our children.
Well, there is that, and that's immoral. And that's the debt that supposedly we owe. But I tell you this, nobody owes the national debt except for those who authorized it. You know, so those people who claim to be our representatives, they're the ones who authorized the debt. They're the ones responsible for it. They should be paying it. And if they say you should be paying it, it's because they think that you are their cow. No, I'm not their cow. I'm not their animal. All right? If I am anybody's pet or slave, it's God Almighty himself. And that's my only master.
No. Master.
Now, fortunately for the bastards in government, my master says, you know, don't carry one man over another. So I don't walk in and shoot them up because they're not doing what they're supposed to. I patiently wait for them to change their minds. I might, like certain prophets did in the Bible, you know, certain king was sleeping around with other people's wives, and this one prophet told him, hey, you know, that's bad behavior. You really should stop. And that king, I can't remember if he had him killed or sought to have him killed. But, you know, the guy didn't force the king to stop. He just simply pointed out what he was doing and told him he should stop. You know, that's what we should be doing to our so-called representatives. Tell them, hey, you're misbehaving. You shouldn't even be in a position of authority. But, oh well.
Oh well.
Which is pretty much what God said when the Israelites said, we want a king. And the prophet said, oh, they're rejecting me. And God said to the prophet, no, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting me. I'm their king, and they rejected me. And God set the perfect example of not practicing authority one man over another. He didn't tell men. He said, you will suffer if you do this. And I won't even have to do the suffering on you. You choose, we'll do it to you.
Right. You will suffer under your own demise.
You'll behavior. Yep. You want a king? I'll advise you this. You should have the king read these commandments every day. And of course, no. So that work.
Hey, all I got to do is hit your flag one more time and it's gone. Should I destroy it?
Yeah, go ahead. If you destroy it,
bam, it's gone.
You'll have to memorize where the end is, and then build them.
Okay, we're going to lose him again, I think.
Destroy! One of your flags has been destroyed by Kano.
Bow, bow, bow. Oh, I wonder if that puts me on the ranking. Most flags destroyed.
Yeah, if that puts you on the ranking, that'll be shocking.
it should put me on the ranking because this guy here has only got one flag destroyed.
Okay.
I might have to destroy two flags in order to bump him.
Oh, that'd be disgusting. If that's all it took.
Yeah, I'm going to reboot and see what happens.
All right. Well, I'm going to call it a night. I'm going to pack up, head home, put my goats away because they've been out for 2 days straight. Because I ended up staying here overnight last night, sorting sweet potatoes. I still have the oranges to sort and table, but I think I now have enough table space to do it. So, Bill would like me to come out here tomorrow and dig up some rocks and pull up some fence posts and such, but I'm thinking unless I'm working for somebody else Monday, I'll come out and do that Monday and basically work on the farm tomorrow. So, how do people listen to previous podcasts and contact us and call into the show?
Well, we have international numbers now, so people can call us from 62 different countries.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. I got those listed on the website.
And what is that website?
I don't know. I forgot.
It wouldn't be DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, would it?
Oh, yeah. DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com.
Yeah.
Where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons.
Well, we talked about it a lot tonight, indirectly.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we talked about Red Towers, which is basically an electronic D&D.
Yeah. Now, I'm surprised D&D didn't create something like this a long time ago.
Well, they did. They did. There's lots of games that TRS or whatever created. They just never really took off. Those who played Dungeons and Dragons, there's just too much improvisation that can be done in the game that you can't do on a computer. All right? If somebody hands you a form for employment and it's paper, you can write in the spaces explanations for why you're answering this way, or you can put in X's instead of a number for your Social Security number and all sorts of things that a computer just will not let you do because the programmer will write programming that catches that as an error. It may not be an error, but I mean, if you put the word exempt in for your zip code, the program will see that as not being a number, and everybody knows the zip code's a number, so that's not acceptable. And since the person having the form filled out requires your zip code, the programmer won't let you proceed unless you put in a zip code. But if you need a piece of paper, you can write exempt on it. And the poor clerk behind the desk will say, you didn't fill it. You look at it and say, what's incorrect about it? Well, you put exempt here. Well, I am. What zip code do you live in? I don't live in a zip code. I don't live at the post office.
Right, and he just looked at you blankly.
Yeah, they're confused and baffled by that, but eventually they accept it. They say, well, I don't know about all that, but I'll pass it on. See what they say.
Well, yeah, like whenever I filed for my employment with this company, I wrote in, not exempt, I wrote in that I scratched out U.S. citizen and wrote in U.S. sovereign. Or no,
yeah.
I just wrote in sovereign. I scratched out U.S. citizen and wrote in sovereign. And the lady didn't say anything about it, but she caught it, and she said something to her boss about it. He goes, go ahead and submit it and see what happens.
Yeah.
And, you know,
and it good.
They it's acceptable, but, you know, most people don't know that, and they freak out when you put that on their piece of paper.
Well,
but a computer.
Yeah.
But the computer wouldn't allow you to do that. No, you're right. So the computer game is to the board game as a movie is to a book.
And yeah, it's a bunch of shortcuts. That's true. Yeah, it is a bunch of shortcuts.
So people who prefer to watch movies rather than read books would be more interested in playing the game rather than playing the board game.
Yeah, and you know, basically, PK left, you know, developed the physics for the world. Now, PK did try to do some things to do social manipulation. I'm sure Red Towers will eventually do the same thing. You know, they will punish you for not conforming to me, you know, and that's kind of a cheap and shoddy way to do programming, but, you know, ultimately that's what they end up doing, because people will attempt to do what they want to do regardless of what you programmed in, and they'll try to work their ways around it. And, you know, some of that, yeah, you should put up roadblocks, but you should pay to do it. You know?
Right.
You know, I can understand why PK did not allow you to drive to a location and then pop in using your instant relocation thing for where you're at and then attacking somebody immediately. You know, they required you to move to another location. Any location would do, but you had to move to another location first before you could attack. All right? Well, if there's no free ground around the person you're trying to attack, you're just not going to be able to do it. So you're going to have to go up to their wall that they put up to prevent you from getting to that location, and you're going to have to break it down. You're not allowed to jump over it. I can understand why they put that in. There's a little infuriating when I ran across characters who had been dead for a long time and had huge walls around them. But, you know, I guess there's people with live characters. It'd be a bit unfair.
Right.
So, yeah. So, but, you know, you go to Walmart and they have that little computer screen where you enter in your application to for employment, and, you know, they don't want a paper form, whatever. Quite frankly, I'd be tempted, if ever I apply for Walmart again, which I don't think I will, but if ever I did, I think I'll take my phone and take screenshots of the form as I go, and then at the end, not submit it. You know, just, you know, turn it down. And then go home and make a paper application form and fill it out correctly and tell them, here, your computer wouldn't allow me to fill it out correctly, so I made this.
get your IT department to enter this correctly. Thanks. You know. Anyway, that U.S. citizen thing, everybody assumes they have to be a U.S. citizen to work for somebody.
Right.
And, you know, not necessarily. You know, you don't claim to be a U.S. citizen, then, you know, you don't have to claim a Social Security number. You know? But if you get to an application form on a computer, the computer isn't going to accept, you know, that you don't have a Social Security number. They say, oh, no Social Security number? What's your TIN? Which is basically the same thing. You know.
What's your what?
TIN. T-I-N. Tax Identification Number.
Oh, E-I-N.
TIN. T-I-N. TIN.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. All right. Oh, next time I come here, I'm going to plant your sweet potatoes, not your sweet potatoes, your baby's potatoes in dirt. Honestly, I don't think they're going to survive the winter. I think they'll dehydrate.
Well, their seed, shouldn't we wait until next year?
I don't think they'll make it that long. Because my sweet potatoes that were bigger than that dehydrated and no longer viable by spring. They don't meet the minimum size requirements for survival to the next year. So I'm going to put them in potting soil and start growing them. That makes sense?
Well, yeah, because
and if they stay cool enough, they just won't sprout.
Put it in with that. Put them in with the elephant garlic where I put the other one, or take that other one out of the elephant garlic and put them in their own.
I'd leave that one in there too. It came off
one. Yeah, that one. It started to basically they were starting to re-sprout and grow more. So
do you remember what that one was?
That was the only re-sprout.
Do you remember what color it was? Because I saw you pull the potato off of it. It was purple?
Yeah.
I'll put the purple ones here yet, and I'll put the white ones in another corner, and, you know, basically all the colors.
There you go.
All right. And next time I plant sweet potatoes, all of one type is going into one section. You know, and if I want to do multiple types, I have multiple sections, but, you know, I might go plant some of this section and then some of that section and some of the next section. I might not complete a section, but every that type will be in that section instead of scattered all over the place. Because, you know, we dug up whites and we put them in with the oranges. And, you know, can't tell. The leaves are too similar. The skin on the potato is too close to the same. You only know by breaking off the end and seeing, oh, that's got white flesh. So.
Right.
So these oranges that I'm going to be sorting through, they might be whites. And I'm noticing the whites are a light creamier color than the oranges. So knowing that, I might be able to find them easier now. But, you know, in the future, I'll just grow them in a separate location, you know. So, I mean, the maple leaves, they're easy to identify because they got maple leaves. But the others, their leaves look very much the same. The purples look the same as oranges. Now, they're easy to tell because of the root. You know? But you got to dig them up. You don't know what you're digging up until you dig them up. So... Anyway.
Anyway.
All right. So, again, if you want to call in, our website is DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. And there's information there for how to contact us and, you know, how to find our like pages and references to our farm, I'm sure, and various other stuff, and how to call in. And we'd appreciate it if you called in as a guest. Might actually help us keep on track on a single subject for once, which would be nice. So,
speaking of which, Michael's prepared. He's got notes, and he's all ready to go for tomorrow. So we're going to have Michael tomorrow.
Okay, and what time are we going to have that podcast tomorrow?
As far as I know, it's going to be 7 o'clock, but it may be 8 o'clock. So sometime between 7 and 8.
It'll be 7 then, unless I forget to call in or I have a dead phone, which is one of the things I'll work on tomorrow. I'm going to work on having at least the ability to charge my phone on the farm. It really wouldn't cost me very much money to run my scooter overnight as a generator to charge my phone. So it's just a matter of me hooking up the right wires, and I can do that. So, you know, and so I'll work on that tomorrow. I'm going to go look at a fencing job and hopefully get started on that job here in the near future and start making money that way. So,
cool.
All right, well, I think there is something else we forgot. We forgot the disclaimer. So do you have the quick version on the tip of your tongue?
I played it while you were trying to call in.
Ah, very good. Smart man. Very good.
That's not what my ex says.
Well, she wouldn't be your ex if she thought you were smart.
Or she wouldn't be my ex if I wasn't smart.
Yeah. Something along that line.
All right. Good night.
Good night.